After a few minutes of this, Ian straightened, frowning.
No sign of any implant, he said.
But the behaviour is the same, said Solveig. There was control, and he was fighting it throughout. Ian shrugged.
No implants or grafts, as far as I can see, without an autopsy. If he was under control, then it was something different.
Would anyone care to explain this to me? Teo said. Solveig stood and laid a hand on his shoulder.
Of course, Teo, I'm sorry.
He smiled at her.
You look too grim, sister. Which means that the meaning of this is grim enough to suit the times, eh?
That is putting it mildly, she said.
Back in the eastern towns, Ian said, we had discovered a few spies working for the Brolts, unscrupulous backwoodsmen usually. Then we cornered one who died in a shootout, and when he was autopsied, the surgeon found webs of fine wiring running from subdermal implants to the brainstem and the optic centres. We'd never seen anything like this before, and we guessed that the Brolts had wired them up as intelligence gatherers.
A couple of days ago, Solveig said, we heard that a bomb went off at a boatyard in Bailigaven, killing 4 people and almost destroying the yard. They found a body in the wreckage, which turned out to have several implants in its chest and arms. It made me think of the AI war waged by the Founders.
But that's not what we're dealing with here, is it?
Said Teo, who then went on to tell them about the deadly enslaving dust that Kuros had used on Greg, and which, he now suspected, had been used on Vashutkin too.
My guess is that Vashutkin, or the thing controlling him, transferred some of that dust from his bloodstream to that of this unfortunate. If Vashutkin is using this stuff to create a web of spies, Ian said, where did our implanted spies and bombers come from?
Teo frowned.
That Dritsek Kuros is apparently holed up in a base north of Trond. Perhaps he's responsible.
He looked down at the two bodies.
Strogolov didn't seem like the other one. Have you looked him over?
Ian shook his head, checked the Strogolov corpse, head, neck, chest and arms like before, then shrugged.
Nothing. Looks like he was a voluntary minion. Is Vashutkin up at Tusk Mountain, the new?
No, he's going along on the raid, Teo said. The plan was to reach the northern farms by late afternoon, so they'll be away by now.
Teo, it's late afternoon now, his sister said. What time did you think it was?
Teo was startled at this, then alarmed as he fumbled for the watch he kept in an inside pocket. And there it was, 5:23 p.m.
My God, they'll be passing the Glenstilson daughter forest by now. I should have been with them to keep my eyes on Vashutkin.
He buttoned his jacket.
We have to get back to Tusk Mountain. I need to know that nothing has gone wrong, and we need to tell the others about these spies. That's why you're here, isn't it?
There was a grimness in Ian's face, while Solveig seemed burdened and pale.
That is part of the reason, she said. We are also here to explore a possible pact with a splinter group of the Spiralists. But mainly, we are here to see Greg, if he's...
That's another reason for us to hurry back,
Teo said, summarizing what he had learned about how Greg ended up carrying the Zirridin to Nivesta.